Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is hearing the case of Louisiana's Ten Commandments law today.
The law, which a 3-judge panel at the Fifth Circuit ruled unconstitutional last year, requires all public school classrooms to display posters of the Ten Commandments. The Supreme Court struck down an identical law out of Kentucky in 1980, ruling that it violates the Establishment Clause. Loyola University law professor Dane Cialino says because of that, the state likely has no case before the Fifth Circuit.
The baffling point of all of this is that only the United States Supreme Court can overrule its own precedent.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
In 2024, Governor Landry unsuccessfully pushed for a constitutional convention. Now, in the first House bill filed for the 2026 legislative session, Baton Rouge Republican Dixon McMakin is proposing a constitutional convention that would start on December 29th. But McMakin says, unlike Landry's plan, this process would not be accelerated.
They come in every month, they talk about the different articles, and then only then, after all of those meetings, after all those sessions you have, going through an entire year's process, is then it put up to a vote of the people.
A new report from the Pelican Institute highlights positive signs for the state's economy, but they say tax policies still need to be revised to foster job creation and encourage business growth. Author of the report, Vance Ginn, says Louisiana's gross domestic product grew by 4% in the second quarter of 2025, and Louisiana led the region in personal income growth.
Business income is rising, people's incomes are rising, so they're going to spend, save, and invest.
I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.